movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Entertainment Rebooted. My name is Tony, and today I will be discussing my top 5 most wanted golden tickets in Madden 24. For those of you that have never played Madden, a golden ticket is a player item that is created by someone who pulls a golden ticket. These items have incredible stats and will have really good abilities, which make them stand out over the rest of the cards in Madden Ultimate Team. Most of the other cards in Madden tend to have abilities that cost a little more AP, and you can only have so much AP on your team, so you want to have as many players with discounted abilities as possible, and this is where the golden tickets kind of shine, because they have probably 2 or 3, kind of changes year to year, but this year they'll probably have 2 to 3 discounted abilities that you'll be able to use on your team, which will help out kind of managing all of the AP costs throughout the rest of your team. To pull a golden ticket, you have to be extremely lucky. You'll be able to pull one out of the opportunity packs that will be released towards the end of April. If you get lucky and pull one of the golden tickets, you can make a 99 overall of any card that currently exists in the game. With the program recap out of the way, let's move into my top 5 most wanted golden tickets. Starting off at number 5, I have Donald Penn, tight end. Donald Penn got an out-of-position tight end card during the Zero Chill promo in December. He would make for a great golden ticket due to him being 6'4 and 315 pounds. He would be a great blocker and receiver, but I have him at number 5 because there are other good tight ends that may play better than he would on the field. And tight end is a very vast position that has many good cards, so a golden ticket tight end may not be better than some of the other tight ends that EA might release towards the end of the year. Moving to number 4, I have William Perry, quarterback. William Perry also got an out-of-position card during the Zero Chill promo, and this quarterback was one of the best in the game for a while due to his ability stack and his speed. I think his golden ticket would end up being one of, if not the best quarterbacks in the game, but there are some better cards towards the top of my list, so that is why he is number 4. You will see, kind of going into these next 3 spots, that I have all defensive players. And with golden tickets, people tend to make some pretty good cards on defense because that's really the card that you can control as your user. You can use your either linebackers or safeties in Madden. So that's why I have the next 3 as either linebackers or safeties, and these cards should play pretty good. So at number 3, I have Mean Joe Green, free safety. Mean Joe Green got his out-of-position card when his Ultimate Legend card came out a few weeks ago. Since he is 6'4 and 215 pounds, he would make for a great golden ticket DB. You'd be able to put him up top and have him lock down receivers, or you'd be able to user him and be able to jump and pick off passes like only a few other users can do. Mean Joe Green and the next 2 cards are really all interchangeable. These are just my personal opinion on kind of what cards I would like to see be added as golden tickets. These next 2 are a little more personal, I guess, because I actually used these cards when they originally came out compared to the other 3 that I've listed so far that I never really used on my team. But at number 2, I have outside linebacker Harold Carmichael. Now, if you play Madden Ultimate Team, you know Harold Carmichael is incredible. He had a out-of-position card during the Ghost of Mutt promo that put him at linebacker when he's normally a receiver, and he's fantastic. I personally used this card for months, and the only reason I am not still using him is due to his lack of speed, but that is why his golden ticket would be a phenomenal card. His card that came out in December is still usable today. I still run into people that use this card online, and he still makes incredible plays that, quite frankly, not many other linebackers or safeties can make. And just having the extra speed, having maybe 1 or 2 more abilities, would make him a fantastic option for a golden ticket, and that is why he is my number 2. Finally, finishing off at number 1, I have Julius Peppers, strong safety. I also had this card when he came out during the Ghost of Mutt promo in December, and he was by far the best safety at that time, and he still is very good if you still have him on your team. I think he would be by far the best golden ticket to make, basically due to the fact that safeties tend to play better than linebackers if you are usering them. And what I mean by user is in Madden, you have two, well, depending on what formation you run, you usually have two either safeties or linebackers kind of in the box. Players usually pick one of those and kind of follow the receivers or tight ends around, and then you can physically jump and pick off the ball. So that is what I mean by user, and that's why you ideally want a tall guard there like Harold Carmichael or Julius Peppers. But safeties, like I said, tend to play better than linebackers, and that is why I have Julius Peppers personally above Harold Carmichael. You would not need Lurk Artist like you would on Harold Carmichael, since safeties can actually jump. For some reason, EA decided to code the linebackers so they can't jump and pick off passes like safeties can if you're usering them. So if you're usering a linebacker, you have to have the Lurk Artist ability, which you wouldn't need on a safety. By not having that ability on a safety like Julius Peppers, that kind of opens the door for more abilities you can have discounted on your golden ticket, which you could have mid-zone KO, which will break up passes. You could have Pick Artist or many other different abilities that will help safeties pick off passes while you're using them. You could also put Julius Peppers up top. I know some people have done that in the past when his card was out in December, and he played really well up there too. So Julius Peppers, you could really put anywhere on the backfield, and he would do an incredible job. So that is why I have him at my number one. To close out, all of these cards would make for great golden tickets. People usually tend towards making really good users as golden tickets, which is why I have users at my top three spots. However, if you do get lucky and pull a golden ticket, don't feel pressured into making a card that you think everyone will like. If you have a favorite player or card, go ahead and make them into a golden ticket. They do not have to be out of position either. I just picked these cards because out of position cards tend to be pretty cool, and it's kind of fun seeing a card that usually historically has been on offense, like Harold Carmichael receiver, play defense and pick off quarterbacks like a monster. But yeah, with that, I am Tony Yoho, and this was my top five most wanted golden tickets in Madden 24. Thanks everyone for listening.